We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Richard Zwicky with High on Healthy. And joining us today, we've got Chris Terzakos, who is an author with a passion about how to live and die healthy, which, you know, as far as listeners of this show knows, we deal with a lot of mental health issues and we deal with a lot of health-related issues. But Chris's approach and what he's bringing to the table is slightly different than we normally talk about, but it is part of that holistic attitude with regards to what we're trying to accomplish. Welcome aboard the show, Chris.
Okay. Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you.
So, Chris, you know, you've published three books with regards to how one belongs to oneself. And there's a great philosophy, an idea that a friend of mine wrote a book around, which is I Own Me. And that was about recovery from abuse and some of the issues that she dealt with, which were incredibly powerful. A young lady named Faith Jones, who's just amazing. Right. But you've come at this and you've got the title Belonging to Yourself as one of your books.
Sure.
And your passion for the last number of years has been about well-being. Tell us how you got to this, because you came out of the construction industry after many years of work prior.
Right. So I come from a single family household. I've been through a lot of adversities in life. I had to contend each one of them, my way. I nearly became a professional baseball player, so that was another letdown. So the letdowns, they led me to this path. So every time I lost my best friend, he was murdered when I was 20 years old.
I'm sorry.
Yep. And 5 years later, I lost my sister. She was like my second mom, my older sister. She died running. She was a marathon runner. She was training one day and she died.
So that happened to a friend as well. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. And so all these adversities, I've been betrayed by someone who I never thought would ever betray me. It was another, friend, actually it was a family member. So all these adversities, I wasn't belonging to myself. I was belonging to them. So
yes,
that's where I transformed. And I said, okay, I got to take a step back. I got to, I studied self-love, self-compassion. And that's how I transformed. And now that's why I wrote the book, Belonging to Yourself. You need to belong to yourself first.
You do. And you really can't own your fate if you don't accept that.
100%.
So tell me a little bit about, the vision behind Belong to Yourself and how you advocate. How do you teach people to approach that and to accomplish it? Because a lot of people struggle with that.
First step is you got to have a positive mindset. So first step is positive mindset. Second step is start doing things for you.
Right.
Whatever they are, Me, I've been in fitness for over 40 years. I go to gyms, I go shopping, I take care of me first, like I said. So you got to do things for you. If you like Broadway plays, if you live in New York, do a Broadway play. If you like the beach, do things for you. If you like nature, you'll see changes every time you do something for yourself. And then you wake up the next morning, you're feeling good. And go, oh, gee. What am I going to do next for myself? Because you feel good. So do things that make you feel good. One thing I do strongly recommend is if there's anyone negative around you, if you're speaking to someone, if you have a goal in life and you tell somebody about this goal that you want to do, or maybe a new job that you're trying to get, and you're not getting good vibes, you got to eliminate them from your life.
Absolutely. And, you know, we can't always eliminate people, but we can minimize our interactions with them.
100%.
Right. And we can learn how to manage them. And, you know, that actually ties into one of the topics you bring into it, which is leadership and entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Because as a entrepreneur, you deal with a broad array of people, and some you want to deal with and some you have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But as a leader, you build a team and you teach people how to be better and lead. That's a topic I know you're quite passionate about as well. How do you bring it and teach others on that?
Well, when they come to you, you have to wait until they come to you because they normally do. So in a leadership position, which I've been in since I'm 25 years old, I'm 65 now, they come to you, whether it's marriage, kids, money, the health issues. So that's when you sit down and you talk to them on a one-on-one basis. And I'm not a doctor. I don't have any degrees in medicine, but I can talk to you from my experience. If it's not in my experience, then I can't help you. And I would tell you, go see someone else. Or maybe I do know somebody who experienced the same thing they did. It might be drugs or alcohol, because that wasn't my game. I'll recommend, you know, somebody. I'll introduce them to somebody else who experienced what they're going through.
And, you know, actually, something you just said there is one of the most powerful words or phrases in leadership, which is, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's something which a lot of people think they have to have the answers. But the reality is, it's by defining and allowing people the space to know I don't know, and we can work together to learn this, or I don't know, why don't you teach me, is right. So much more powerful than trying to be everything to everybody.
Right, and it's okay to have that I don't know. It's okay, you know, because not everybody knows everything, you know. But people that know everything, I try to run away from them because I experienced that in my life already. People who know it all, I run.
Yeah, and this... You mentioned, I wasn't aware, I knew you were a champion baseball coach, but you mentioned you were also a professional player?
Yeah, I played in the minors. I had scouts who scouted me out. And I have to tell you, you have to be like super elite to become a professional baseball player. I considered myself like elite, but when I realized that I didn't make it, I wasn't that elite.
Like, yes. No, it's like anything in life. It requires talent, but it requires a lot of hard work. You don't get there without it.
That's true. And yeah, I had no one to guide me in life. You know, like I said, I have a single mother. My mother worked two jobs. Who's going to guide me? Who's going to get me to batting cages? Who's going to get me out to practices? I relied on my coach, you know, his name was Coach Sherman. I relied on him. And, you know, it didn't happen, so I'm okay with it. I'm okay if it didn't happen.
But your mom gave you the guidance by demonstrating hard work and the value of that.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, 100%. She did, yes.
Yeah. And so one of your other books deals with testosterone, which of course ties into how to live and die healthy and happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one I really haven't, you know, how are you approaching that? It's because it's a natural one as opposed to so many people go to the doctor and ask for help.
Right. Well, in my early 50s, you know, I was going through change of life. I went on testosterone without a doctor's consent. I had, you know, hooked up with one of the gym gurus.
Oh, yeah.
He told me what to do. So, you know, I did it. But I did it not realizing what was going to happen later. And what happened later was when I stopped doing it, I did it for about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Once I stopped, then I realized that my body's not producing testosterone, you know, naturally, because it shut you down, because you're putting the synthetic in your body. So I got blood exam. And my testosterone came back very low, lower than 300 nanograms. And that's not good. You know, we're supposed to be between 300 and 600 nanograms. So doctor said, you're a candidate for TRT. And then I said, I don't want to do TRT because that's for the rest of your life.
See,
you got to go get shots every week. Your blood thickens. You got to donate blood every 3 months. You got to watch your prostate. You know, it's a lot of things to testosterone. But
right.
But us men need testosterone. So what I did was I told the doctor, I'll get back to you. I went on a program. I did a lot of research. I'm the Billy Goat, so I could talk about this. I experienced it. You can't get this from a dictionary. So I went on my program. 9 months later, I went back to the doctor, took another full blood exam, and my testosterone came back 681. That's huge. I'm 65 years old. My testosterone is not supposed to be 681. My testosterone is supposed to be around 400, 450, not 681. Right. So my program worked, and my wife encouraged me to write a book. So guys don't have to panic and go on TRT for the rest of your life.
So tell me a little bit more about that program.
Well, first, we all go back to eating healthy.
Yeah.
If you're not going to eat healthy, your testosterone is not going to produce. So let's start with eating healthy. I eat everything organic.
Mm-hmm.
I eat only grass-fed meat. Mm-hmm. I eat only wild-caught salmon, which is high in omega-3.
Yeah.
I take 30 minutes a day of sunlight. I live in Florida. I get natural sunlight, which is key to increasing testosterone, is vitamin D. Now, if you can't get sunlight, I would advise anyone to go on a supplement, vitamin D supplement, of minimum 5,000 IUs a day or 10,000 IUs a day.
Well, we have to be careful on that because I know from, you know, my own experience with doctors and the like, 10,000 a day over an extended period can actually also have some side effects, 5,000 as well, but you sometimes do go up to 10,000 to reset, but then have to maintain closer to 1,000, which is, you know, and it also depends on the type of supplement because they absorb and are metabolized differently.
I agree with you. I was going to finish saying you take it 5 days a week, 2 days off. You don't take it 7 days a week. So you need that 2 days off of vitamin D.
Right. Okay. I don't, you know, I don't have the expertise to judge, but
okay.
That, but I'm just saying, I believe you. I know that a lot of people have a real issue, especially anybody living over 30 degrees latitude.
Right.
Everybody is deficient.
Right. I agree. So healthy fats, olive oil, avocado, omega-3 supplement. If you're not eating wild-caught salmon, egg yolk, great increase in testosterone, egg yolks. Brazilian nuts, pumpkin seeds, very high in zinc. So if you're not absorbing any zinc, get a zinc supplement and take some zinc. That'll help increase testosterone. Wild-caught salmon, grass-fed meat. You got to watch the sugar. Sugar raises the insulin, and when the insulin goes up, that's going to stop the
testosterone.
It's going to stop the testosterone. So you got to get off the sugar. There's no sugar in my house at all. I don't eat cake. I don't eat cookies. I still got a six-pack. I'm 65 years old. I'm training in the gym 5 days a week. I train. So I'm on a healthy mission in life.
Yeah. You know,
I want to consider myself like a part of a movement because if I can do it, someone else can do it.
Yep.
So that's why I wrote the book.
That's excellent. It's funny. You mentioned wild-caught salmon there, and it's, you know, a bit of a non-sequitur, a bit of interest in general, is I was reading about some of the overfishing that's happened in the Antarctic Ocean for krill, and the biggest use of the krill, which is like baby shrimp, or smaller than shrimp, but it has the same genetic background in many ways, is to crush it to make food for the salmon farms, because otherwise the salmon from the farms would come out white.
Ooh.
And so it actually is eating the salmon just like a flamingo does. A flamingo's white if it doesn't eat shrimp all the time.
Exactly.
The salmon farms are fed the krill, but we're starving the whales to feed the salmon farm. And people hadn't made that connection. So there's been an interesting environmental study around it, how it's all connected. Bit of a non sequitur, but I thought I'd take the moment to jump into that. that.
Right. That's okay. It's okay. The androgen receptors, though, Rich, that's very important. Yep. We all want to increase our testosterone, but if your androgen receptors are closed, if they're shut down,
that's right.
The testosterone will not go into the cell of the receptor and then transform, you know, to your mood, to your muscle. The testosterone won't flow. So right. The androgen receptors play a big, it's a big biology thing about this whole thing about testosterone. So those androgen receptors have to be activated.
They do. They do. And that's something which a lot of people, you know, through the passage of time, lose the ability through diet, through inactivity, and all those things contribute. So I noted also you have a marketing agency focused on well-being.
Yeah.
And is that what sort of clientele do you work with on that basis in terms of, is it people who are in the field or is it people who are trying to approach aspects of it, just like you have, who are trying to publicize their works?
Yeah. My wife and I, we own a podcast. Yep. We own a podcast show. I think we interviewed over 1,400 people.
For people who want to listen to it, what's the title?
It's a quest for well-being.
Okay.
I mean, it's really, really good. My wife is the host. She interviews many, many different types of doctors in all areas of health and well-being, mental health. And it's just been such a contributive factor to what I'm doing. Helps me tremendously, and I'm sure it's going to help a lot of other people.
Oh, absolutely. And 1,400 guests is a lot to work through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We put a lot of energy into this. I think we're going on our fifth year with the podcast.
Yeah. No, that's a lot of guests and a lot to learn about and synthesize in terms of taking all the information and bringing it to one use and one audience. That's excellent. And, you know, with regards to the different aspects of your work, how do you, you know, for people who are going through it, is a holistic approach. How do you approach the whole aspect of mental health and the ways people are addressing their challenges? Because if you don't, you can't really get past other issues.
You have to be dedicated 100% to what you're doing when it comes to health and well-being. You got to be dedicated. You can't fall off. It's almost like an alcoholic. You go to a program, he can't fall off. He has to stay with his AA program. You know, same thing with drug abuse. You can't fall off. So if you're on a mission to increase your testosterone naturally because you don't want to go through this whole TRT thing,
yep.
You know what? You got to be disciplined. You got to be dedicated and just do it. Exercise. Big factor in increasing testosterone. You got to exercise. You know, exercise is good for so many things. Good for your good dopamines. You just got to exercise. Now, at a later age, I'm going to say that you need to build as much muscle as possible because every year you're going to be losing muscle.
Right.
So build as much muscle as you can. You don't have to go out and lift, you know, 400 pounds. Just go exercise. The muscle will stay there as long as you're focused and you continue your exercise.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, exercising can take all sorts of forms and it's just activity, but that activity is key to helping people address mental health issues. And then because the better prepared you are on physical levels, the easier it is for your body to also handle the stresses as you address challenges in your past.
Right, for sure. And I what I do suggest is don't overtrain, because if you overtrain, now you're going to build stress to the body, which increases the cortisol. Cortisol is another testosterone blocker, is cortisol. So you don't want to overtrain, you know, when you're going to the gym. Do your 1 hour workout or your 45 minute workout and go home. You don't need to do 2 hours. You know, you don't need that.
Oh, absolutely. So, Chris, we are running out of time, but for people who want to learn more about your work and your books and your speaking, how can they reach you? Apart from, and then also give your podcast title again, please.
Okay. You can reach me on healingwarriors.com. That's my website. Once you get to my website, you'll see, you know, all the content is there. There's a lot more content coming out on my website. So it's healingwarriors.com. My podcast with my wife, Valeria, she's the host, A Quest for Well-Being.
Wonderful.
You can see, you know, on her website, all the interviews. I think there's 1,400 interviews.
Yeah, that's a wealth of information that's sitting there ready to be mined for anybody who's seeking a how to live and die healthier.
That's 100%.
Thanks for joining us today, Chris.
Okay, thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Thank you, and thanks to everybody for listening. I'm Richard Zwicky with High on Healthy, and we'll be back again with you soon.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.